Communication is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
Kia ora, is Poneki on the line?
Kia ora, Rachel.
Hey Maggie, how are you today?
I'm really well, and welcome Wellington listeners as well to the Breakfast Buffet.
Exactly. It's a lovely part of the week for me because I like to know what's going on around the rest of the country, and it's like sort of giving your mate a call and being like, hey, what's happening outside the window there? So what is actually happening outside the window? We've got grey as weather up here in Tāmaki.
Yeah, it's been a little bit wild here this week. We've had a lot of fog here, which is quite rare. We've been grounding flights. The wind has been a bit mild. Last night, a bit of a purler, actually, Rach.
Gorgeous.
People swimming for the last day of March, which is not an April Fool's joke. It actually did happen. But what is quite mind-blowing is we've got cannabis plants growing in Parliament grounds.
I saw that. We were just talking about that before. Is that when did they get put there? That's what I want to know.
I think there's not too much of a broad sweep to say that the protesters perhaps might have put some seedlings down. They definitely did put some more mild seedlings like basil and other things.
Oh, that's
but,
so funny.
Yeah, so apparently they might continue to sprout. That'll be on the hands of the groundskeepers. I have actually wondered for quite a while as to what it would have been like to be the groundskeepers at Parliament.
Oh, horrible,
oh,
probably.
My God.
Just like, oh, you mean in general or you mean at the protest?
At the protest, just seeing, you know, all the work that they've done, you know, the manicuring.
Oh, just
awful. That
would
have been devastating.
I reckon I would have just been like, right, I'm taking the month off, see you guys later, and then coming back. But that really would have been awful. It's amazing how much they've managed to clean it up essentially so quickly, which I think is very impressive, has to be said.
I've actually just avoided that end of town for quite a long time, so I would be interested in taking a little trip down there.
Very good.
But yeah, it's been all right here in Poneki. We've got the art scene here is really thriving. I'm not specifically talking about music, but more just general art. We've got the Threads Textiles Festival that's happening across the region right now, which is a really interesting initiative. It takes the medium so many of us have been introduced to by our grandmothers, and it's given textiles more of a stage.
That's so amazing, and I think that's something I remember at art school talking about, how it's still very much maligned, like textile work and stuff that kind of gets put in the craft or folk or women's work category is very much still kind of maligned when it comes to arts festivals and major gallery presentations. So that sounds like a really beautiful show to be able to go and see.
Yeah, it's great because it expands both the public galleries and then the dealer galleries as well. So it kind of brings our scene together. And then, of course, theatre companies are back on this weekend.
Yes.
Circa's opening its doors. So, yeah, things are starting to feel pretty good.
Yeah.
We're also saying goodbye to Hilma Af Klint.
Oh.
At City Gallery, which would be a real shame.
What a gorgeous show that was. We're having a fairly similar, things are starting to look up kind of time up here in Tāmaki Makaurau. We've been announcing massive international gigs left, right and centre, which I'm sure you guys have been doing the same.
Incredible.
It's just so exciting. It feels like it's all Christmas has come at once. And I think there's a real tangible sense of like, they're probably going to definitely happen this time, touch wood, cross your fingers, etc. But like, everyone's feeling quite hopeful about it. So I think that's been a really nice boon to everybody's mood this week. In the world of art, there has been some really cool exhibitions open at the Auckland Art Gallery in the last week. Ane Tonga's curated a fantastic Pacific feminist show, which I'm yet to go and check out, but I'm very keen to go and see it. It's got work from heaps of artists, but kind of in the music world, it's got some Coco Solid sort of experiential sound and installation work in there, which I'm very keen to go and check out. And there are still a few little gigs happening here and there, but people are still being a little bit ginger about heading back out. So it's a little bit of a sometimes there are, sometimes there aren't thing, but I'm sure that's the case for everyone. We have got a track for you, though, which comes from Christoph El Truento and Brandon Shiraz, who are two extremely prolific, fantastic artists from Tāmaki Makaurau that just released this album, No Warning, over on Monday with funnily enough, no warning. They just put it out at about 5:30 or 6 p.m. And it was no fanfare, but a fantastic record. Christoph El Torrento, he's worked with everyone, and he's just such a legend. I'm sure you guys play heaps of his music. And Brandon Shiraz is just one of those MCs that every time he jumps on a project, it's unbelievably cutting and incredible bars. So I hope you guys enjoy listening to that. What have you given us, Maggie?
Just a bit of Benny Salvador. Oh, just really, really adore this new body of work. Family Fruit is the latest release from The Activian, who was a former Drive host right here.
Awesome.
Alongside Uber Driver. That was an excellent show on Active. And, of course, he's just released this brand new, well, he's sometimes called it an album, he's sometimes called it an EP. Mm. I'll let him have the last say on that. But I've just been really, really fascinated by the all-star lineup, and you can hear some of Pawnicky's finest musicians like Ricky Gooch, Sam Lindsay, Will Ricketts, Lucian Johnson, Corey Champion, who he all titles as Uncle, and it's been released on Salvador's own Auntie Records. And this morning I have chosen the track Duck Rice, which has been doing really well on the Radioactive airwaves.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Maggie. Enjoy. Is it foggy outside at the moment, or is there a break in the fog?
It's foggy over the harbour, but just grey cloud right here on Taranaki Street.
Oh, nice. Well, enjoy the moody weather. We've got similarly moody stuff up here. It's quite hot, though, still. Very Auckland soup going on up here. But we'll talk to you again soon. Have a lovely weekend.
You too, Rach. Cheers, Zoe.
See ya.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. All right, let's have some Benny Salvador. This is Benny Salvador with Duck Rice from Family Fruit, picked for us this morning by Maggie down at Active. Thank you very much to Wellington and the foggy weather that they're having for tuning in this morning.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95 BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.